From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama says the deal to get Iran to stop developing nuclear weapons does more than anyone else has done before to prevent the country from actually developing a nuclear weapon. He said without the deal, the world risks having another war in the most volatile region in the world. And Iran Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei told the Iranian people that the deal with the U.S. and its allies does not signal cooperation with the U.S. on other issues. He said, "We have no negotiations with America about various global and regional issues." He said, "We have no negotiations on bilateral issues." The Ayatollah spoke to Iranians Saturday at Eid al-Fitr prayers in Tehran. Saudi Arabia arrested more than 400 people, most of them Saudis, Saturday, with suspected links to the Islamic State militants. Interior Ministry accusing those arrested of conducting two suicide bombings in May that killed up to 25 people at Shiite Muslim mosque in the country's oil-rich eastern region. Death toll from a massive car bombing near Baghdad continues to climb, as many as 130 dead now in an attack claimed by the Islamic State. Authorities are calling the attack, which wounded at least 170 others, the worst such bombing targeting Iraqi civilians in the past decade. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari begins a four-day visit to Washington today. The threat posed by the Islamist group Boko Haram is expected to top the agenda when President Obama meets with Mr. Buhari. U.S. is seeking to expand assistance in Nigeria in its fight against the militants who've intensified their attacks since Mr. Buhari took office. This is VOA News.